نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. ناظيات سورة النازعات. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات امرا. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. As I mentioned before also, five surahs of the Quran start with this style. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا. That was the first. Then وَالزَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا. That was the second. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا. That was the third. This is the fourth. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. And the final and fifth will be وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا. Just as you may remember, 29 surahs of the Quran starts with حروف مقطعات, letters which are pronounced separately. Three with one, نون, قاف, صاد, and so on. In total, 29 surahs, they begin with حروف مقطعات. Five start like this. So there are various forms in which the surahs begin. Regarding the first and the fourth, there is consensus that here angels are mentioned. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا. Their surah contains an intrinsic proof also that there the angels have been mentioned. Here also there is consensus in Nazi'at that these are the angels. And the final one, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ, about that also there is no difference of opinion. But you know, in between two, Zariyat and Mursalat, about the oaths of these two surahs, there are many opinions. But here it is absolutely agreed. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا, by the angels who tear the souls of the wicked forcibly. غَرْقًا, the angel dives deep into the human being and then tears off the soul when it is dying. And this is for the kuffar, because their souls, when they are taken and possessed by the angels, it is as if they are being torn, you know. But for the Muslims, for the believers, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا, by the angels who untie gently the souls of the virtuous and the righteous. You know, they very ease. So that is the difference between how an unbeliever dies and how a mu'min dies. The Prophet said that the death of an unbeliever is like there's a hot rod on which there is kebab, you know, and you are just pulling the kebab off that hot rod. But as for the mu'mins, believers, as if there was some bag of water and only a drop comes out of it. That's all, easily. There's no difficulty for them. But this is the inner aspect. Outwardly, there might be, even the believers when they die, they might face hard times. For those who see, they might feel that they are having a very hard time. Because you know that even the Prophet ﷺ, at the time of death, he had much of, you know, stress and he was in pain, agony. Very severe headache, and all these things were there. So one is the external aspect, which is visible to the people. And there is the internal aspect, when you know the soul is taken away from that body. So the condition of the disbelievers is different from that of the believers. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ صَبْحًا. Then, taking possession of the souls of these people by the angels, who then float swimmingly, they are going, taking away the souls. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ صَبْقًا. Then they go racing with one another, they compete, I will go further, and the other is competing, no, I go first. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. And then they ordain the decreed affairs that has been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. That is where to take the soul, either towards Illiyin or towards Sijjin. That we shall learn inshallah in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. But according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these angels take these souls to their destinations. Now after these five ayat of oaths, Muqsam alayh, on what these oaths have been taken, it is not mentioned. It is understood, and that is, إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَافِعِ إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقِ Just as we found in Surah Zariyat, in the Sirah Mursalat, so there, you know, we find that Muqsam alayh, or what the fourth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking, that is, إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَافِعِ إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَافِعِ Whatever is being promised to you, is absolutely true, it will happen, and the day of recompense, day of judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely coming, so there is no doubt in it. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاجِفَةُ Upon the day where the shaking thing will shake, and then after it, there will follow a next blast. These refer to two blowings of the trumpets. The first day, that is As-Sa'ah. When the trumpet will be blown, the earth and the mountains will shake like anything. Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. An earthquake, a quaking, a shaking, a terrible shaking. But after some time, then there will be Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. It will be followed by the second blowing of the trumpet when all will be revived. So these are the two. And we have read it in Surah Zumar also. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ So these two blowings of the trumpet. قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ Many a heart on that day will be throbbing in fear. Absaruha khashya. Their glances, their eyes will be downcast. Yaquluna inna lamarduduna fil hafira. That will be the picture of the day of judgment, or the day of the recompense. But today what they are saying? Yaqulun. Today they are saying, Ainna lamarduduna fil hafira. Are we indeed to be restored to our former state? Shall we be resurrected? Then we die and we become bones and clay and dust. Aiza kunna izaman nakhira. What? When we shall have become bones, decayed? Qalu tilka izan karratul khasira. They say that would then be a losing return. This is a taunting. You know, now okay, yes, as Muhammad is saying, if we are returned, definitely, then it is going to be a very losing return. We will be in loss. But they were not believing in it. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ But it shall only be a frightening shout, zajra, frightening. فَإِذَا إِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالصَّاهِرَةٌ And behold, they shall all appear on the gathering plain. The Maidan-e-Hashr, the plain on which all human souls will be gathered. Halat aata hadith of Musa. Has the story of Musa come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Idh nadahu rabbuhu bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa. Just recall. When his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Now this has come many a times and in details. Here in the small surahs, this mention is very brief. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ Go to Fir'aun. Surely, he has exceeded all limits. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّىٰ And say to him, would you like to be purified? Would you like your soul to be purified? وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ And may I guide you to your Lord so that you have His fear? فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَىٰ Then he showed him the biggest sign, the miracle, the staff turning into a serpent. فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى. But what happened? He belied and disobeyed. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى. Then he turned back hastily, striving to defeat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, gathering the sorcerers, magicians, so that there should be, you know, a competition between the two, so that it is proved that Musa is nothing but a sorcerer or a magician and nothing else. So he tried his best. فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى. Then he gathered the people and cried out, Nada. He cried out and shouted. And he said, فَقَالْ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ. I am your Lord, the Most High. This is very important, and we have read it before also, that he said, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِسْرٍ. Is not the kingdom of Egypt under me? I am the monarch. I am the sovereign. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. All this irrigation system is under my control. So this is the political sovereignty, which he is saying that I am Lord. So this aspect of Tawheed we have discussed in full. The Tawheed, on the one hand, Tawheed of creed, Tawheed fil Aqeedah. On the other hand, Tawheed fil Amal, Tawheed in practice. And in practice, you know, if somebody is following his wishes and desires and lusts and contravening the laws of Sharia, then he has made his nafs his God, his Allah. Or ayata man ittakhadha ilahahu hawahu. Have you seen that person who has made his own lust and desire his God, his ilah? And the highest form is this claim to sovereignty. Whosoever claims to be sovereign is claiming to be equal to God or God. So this was his claim. I am your Lord, Most High. فَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَىٰ. So Allah seized him with his punishment of the hereafter as well as the present. He was seized and drowned with his armies. This was the punishment of here, of this world. And then the punishment of the hereafter is the fire of the hell. So these both punishments. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. Surely in that is a lesson for him who fears. Whosoever has fear of Allah in his heart, then this story of Moses and Fir'aun, there is a lesson in it for them. أَنْتُمَ شَرْبُ قَلْقَنَ مِنْ سَبَاهُ بَنَاهَا. Are you more difficult to be created? Or the heaven that he has built? When man thinks that it's difficult, it's impossible, how we can be resurrected, well, what does it mean? They think that the creation of man is greater, harder, more difficult. For that Allah who has created the heavens, antum ashaddu khalqan, are you more difficult to create? Amis sama, or the heaven, banaha, he built it. Rafa'a samkaha fasawwaha, he raised up high its canopy and then perfected it and balanced it. وَأَقْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا. And he darkened its night and brought out its bright morning. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And after that, he spread out the earth. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. He brought out therefrom its water and its grazing grounds. Coming, all, everything coming from this earth. We dig a well and take out water from the earth. The tube well is going down and water is gushing out. In the same way, all these pastures, all these gardens, all this vegetation is from the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا. And the mountains, he fixed them firmly. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Note this ayah. This ayah will be repeated in the next surah also. Because this surah and the next surah Abbas, they are in the form of a pair. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. All this is a provision for you and your cattle. فَإِذَا جَاتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. So when that great calamity will come, that is as-sa'ah, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, that day man will remember and recall what he strived for, what he worked for throughout his life, what was his goals. So actually that day he will recall. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, I spent my life in what pursuit? For gaining what? وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, and the hellfire will be made evident for whosoever sees it. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, so whosoever exceeded the bounds specified by the Lord, bounds of the Sharia, bounds of the divine law, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and preferred the life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, surely then the fire of hell shall be his abode. Now these two things, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, you know, in pursuit of our passions, emotions, our desires, our lusts, this worldly lusts, and so on and so forth, we cross the limits of the Sharia. We cross the limits of halal and haram. And number two, we prefer this life to the life of the hereafter. Now one thing is that you deny that there is no life hereafter, no resurrection. That is kufr of a very high degree. But even if you say, I believe in it, but your attitude in this world is showing that you have preferred this life to that. You are working more for this life than that. You attach more importance to the comforts and gains of this life than that of the hereafter. So this is what is said here. وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and whosoever prefers this life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, surely his abode will be the hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, on the contrary, the one who kept fearing and shivering with the idea that one day he will have to stand before his Lord for questioning, for reckoning, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he restrained his baser self, the animal instincts, from the desires and mean and lusts and desires of this world. So these are again two. There were two things. أَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, as against that two things. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, whosoever was fearful that one day he will have to face his Lord, stand before him for the questioning. And as a result of that, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, he pulled the reins of his inner libido from all the things which are forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, for such people, the garden is going to be the abode. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ, but these people, they are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about that hour, that when it will come to pass, when they have no other argument, the last thing, you know, they should say, okay, when will it happen? Tell us. Or bring that excitement. But here Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا, they are asking you, questioning you, about that hour, when it will come to pass. فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا, what concern to you of its declaration? You have no connection with that. This is with us. We shall decide and we know it. It's not your job to tell people when it will come. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَحَاهَا, to your Lord is the goal thereof. Or it concerns only your Lord. Only He knows when that hour will come. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا, your position, your duty, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only to warn those who fear. If they have some fears in their heart, then that fear will increase. They will be motivated to take to the right path. So that is your duty. That's your job. كَانَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا, The day they see it, it shall be as if they had but lived in this world for only one evening, or in addition a morning or more, and that's all. All this life, it might have been 80 years, 90 years, 70 years, but it will appear to be an evening, or maybe also the following morning. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati.